local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Kicking off another work week with you. Happy Monday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. It is January 29th, 2024. As you may have caught in the Channel 3 update there with Alan and the weather forecast, 10 years ago today, I had completely forgotten that it was 10 years ago that we had the ice storm here. Austin, you would have been an experience in that. I would not have been. I was up in Fort Dodge, Iowa at the time. I remember that day well because there was about 7-8 inches of snow on the ground. And I remember watching my TV. CNN had live coverage of Atlanta showing all the ice and just the havoc that it had wreaked on the traffic in Atlanta. And I remember sitting in my apartment in Fort Dodge, Iowa, saying, what in the world is up with those Southerners, those weaklings?
Right.
It's just ice. Come on. And then, of course, my perspective changes as things often do with moving and age and experience and all that. Austin, what do you remember about that day, if anything?
The only thing about it I remember is probably like getting the day off from school. Like, that's probably all I remember.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've had a couple of days like that in my lifetime here. And I would, 10 years ago, I'd have been 12 years old. So yeah. I don't remember much about it other than I probably got school off.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have been, it would not have been like the traditional, like I grew up, the snow day where school's closed. You just go outside and you go sledding or whatever.
Yeah,
obviously the ice storm, a lot different, than, you know, snow days. If you have any, thoughts you wanted to share, 10 year anniversary of the, January 29th ice storm, you can text those in to 850-437-1620. Top three stories today on this Monday. The Pentagon today identifying the three soldiers killed by a drone strike in Jordan.
We will respond. We'll do that on our schedule, in our time. And we'll do it in the manner of the president's choosing as commander-in-chief.
That National Security Council's John Kirby today. The service members were identified as Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt. More than 40 additional service members were injured in the attack carried out by an Iranian-backed militia group. The Biden administration today calling on House Republicans to get on board with the bipartisan border deal expected to come out of the Senate.
The bipartisan agreement that they're coming forward with are things that House Republicans have said, and Republicans more broadly said they wanted. They have said over and over again, this is what they want to see.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying the deal includes real policy changes that Republicans have said they wanted. This comes after House Speaker Mike Johnson said that the deal is likely dead on arrival in his chamber as it doesn't go far enough. And House Republicans are bringing forward articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. He's accused of willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and breach of public trust.
The only critique as a lawyer, I believe that obstruction should have been its own count. I've met with the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General, and time and again, when they are trying to do the oversight that would inform our policy choices and the changes they need to make at DHS, Mayorkas himself has been directing obstruction of oversight.
And tomorrow, the Homeland Security Committee will mark up the articles of impeachment, and Speaker Johnson has said he'll call for a floor vote as soon as possible. Those are today's top three stories. Austin has our roads and weather update.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. Looking at traffic here, not a ton going on in Pensacola. Maybe a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Also got a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. Where you're going to see the most issues is, for starters, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, traveling over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. We always deal with some pretty hefty backups there, but it is far more severe than usual. So I don't know if there was an accident there or what, but it is heavily backed up at this time. So look out for that. Also, we do have confirmation of an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's going to have you backed up quite a bit as well.
The weather overnight will be all clear with low temperatures down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will see a light freeze. We're going to see sunshine for the next couple of days with mainly highs in the low 60s. It's a pretty calm, dry week, but there is a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
61 degrees right now, 37 overnight tonight. Some local headlines here. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is trying to track down a pair of armed burglary suspects. This happened Sunday the 21st. Two individuals seen on surveillance robbing a convenience store on Gulf Beach Highway. One of the suspects is seen wearing camo pants with a light brown hoodie and black mask. The other wearing khaki-colored pants with a camo jacket and a hood. You can check out our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. We have shared those surveillance images, and you can take a look at those. And if you have any information on who those individuals may be, you can contact the Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Pensacola police saying they're bringing felony charges against a 17-year-old student at Pensacola High School after starting a fight that resulted in a lockdown today. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says Azavion Murdoch started a fight with a school official, and while PPD officers tried to break it up, Murdoch allegedly began fighting the officers as well. The student is charged with two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer and one count each of battery on a school official, resisting arrest and disrupting a school function. Thankfully, there were no serious injuries during that incident. Also here locally, we talked about this on Friday. It was announced that Commissioner Robert Bender would be the new temporary Escambia Supervisor of Elections. So now that is leading to some notable names throwing their hat in the ring to become the next Escambia County Commissioner for District 4. Some of those names include Seville Quarter owner Buck Mitchell, Jared Moore, who's a current city councilman for Pensacola, Walker Wilson, who is the DIB Executive Director. He was also the finalist who was not chosen to operate the Escambia Children's Trust, as well as Jim Reeves, who is an attorney, developer, former politician, as well as the father of Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. So any day now, Governor DeSantis will announce who his appointment is to the District 4 seat in Escambia County, waiting with bated breath on that. 420 right now, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Mana Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Mana distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit manahelps.org. or call 850-432-2053. Mana, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Isn't this a theme for like a Home Depot or some sort of commercial?
I mean, yeah, it's been used in commercials. I don't affiliate it with a commercial, though.
I do.
Really?
But I'm not sure what commercial it is.
It may be like a...
Maybe it sounds very similar to one.
I think it may be like a car commercial.
Yeah.
Because, you know, send me on my way.
On the way, like, yeah, on the road. Yeah. I think we're on the right track there.
Either way. Speaking of the roads, it's 425.
Wow, what a segue. Call a segue there.
Yeah, time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've still got some minor backups there, nothing too severe at the moment. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road, we've got some backups developing there. But where you're going to see the most issues is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. We have got heavy, and when I say heavy, I mean heavier than usual, backups in that area. Also got an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's still causing some pretty severe backups as well.
This week's weather will be pretty calm and overall pretty nice with some sunshine and highs in the low 60s. Overnight tonight, we will end up seeing low temperatures falling down into the 30s, and there will be a light freeze for some of the inland areas. Again, over the upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 61 degrees right now, 37 overnight tonight. A proposed constitutional amendment protecting abortion access in Florida is now another step closer to appearing on this year's ballot. The Division of Elections has verified that the group Floridians Protecting Freedom has collected enough signatures to put the issue before voters. The state Supreme Court must still approve the wording of the initiative, and arguments will be heard next week. Okay. If approved, the questions will appear on the ballot as Amendment 4. Are you doing that thing where you just talk over me for no reason?
No. Last week I did that, yeah. Or at least it came off that way. This time I was about to read your last sentence, and I don't know why I was going to do that. Yeah,
right.
My brain split in half there. Governor Ron DeSantis is calling for constitutional reforms in Washington after getting out of the presidential race. Among them, a balanced budget giving the president a line item veto and term limits for all members of Congress.
We have it in Florida. You know what? It works because people have a limited amount of time. Their incentives are to make a difference, not to stay in office for 30 or 40 years.
DeSantis says that these measures are long overdue and would make the country more secure and help dig us out of our $34 trillion debt.
Miami-Dade police say a girl who went missing 5 years ago appears to be a victim of human trafficking. This weekend, they found the 17-year-old girl who disappeared back in 2019. A Miami man, 27-year-old Christian Carvajal, was with her and was arrested for human trafficking. Police say that he allegedly drove her to Doral for a date he arranged with a man who turned out to be an undercover officer.
And Florida lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are laying out their spending plans. The State House and Senate released their proposed budgets for the 24-25 fiscal year late last week, each totaling around $115 billion. This is $4 billion less than the current spending plan, but $1 billion more than Governor Ron DeSantis' recommendation. The initial drafts will change when the two chambers begin their negotiations.
National news, Alex Murdaugh's hearing to decide whether he should get a new murder trial has started. The former South Carolina attorney was convicted last March of murdering his wife and son. His attorneys have claimed the court clerk for Colton County tampered with the jury. The clerk, Becky Hill, denies ever inappropriately discussing the case with jurors, though one of the jurors questioned this morning told the judge that comments made by Hill influenced her to find Murdaugh guilty.
And a snowboarder in South Lake Tahoe, California, is recovering after spending the night trapped in a gondola. Monica Lasso decided that she was too tired to go down the mountain one last time after a long day of snowboarding. She elected to take the gondola back down instead, and after 2 minutes, it was shut down with her on it for the night. Lasso was stuck with her phone, or without her phone, rather, or any light all night, and had to fight temperatures hitting below 20 degrees.
Oh, that's not good, man.
No, it's not.
GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says the primary in her home state is not do or die.
I need to show that I'm building momentum. I need to show that I'm stronger in South Carolina than New Hampshire. Does that have to be a win? I don't think that necessarily has to be a win.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep, you said it.
Haley acknowledged that she needs to do better than she did, but can still make a strong showing. No, she can't.
No, like that's it.
That was on NBC's Meet the Press, by the way. No, she, if the people in her own state aren't voting for her, and if she can't win her own state, where is she going to win?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand is calling on the Biden administration to roll back the federal prohibition on cannabis. Marijuana has been classified as a Schedule I controlled substance since the 70s, putting it in the same category as heroin. She says descheduling marijuana from Schedule I classification will allow scientists more opportunities to research medical uses of the drug.
We got tickets to give away next. We'll do that after the Fox News update and sports.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The names of the three U.S. troops killed by an enemy drone in Jordan have been released. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
Specialist Kennedy Layden Sanders of Waycross, Georgia. She was just 24 years old and was killed along with Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt, age 23, of Savannah, Georgia.
The Pentagon is blaming Iranian-backed militants. President Biden is vowing to strike back. The former IRS contractor responsible for leaking Donald Trump's tax returns sentenced to 5 years in prison today. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Charles Littlejohn told the judge he was sorry. He acted out of a sincere but misguided belief that he was serving the public by showing how easy it was for the wealthy to pay less in tax.
He was also fined $5,000. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A positive start to the new week on Wall Street with both the Dow Jones Industrials and S&P 500 notching fresh closing highs. The Dow advanced 224 points and the S&P moved up 37, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite jumped 172 points. In a bid to retain its best leaders and attract new ones, Walmart has added another perk for its U.S. store managers. The discount retail giant says that starting in its new fiscal year that begins Thursday, store managers will receive up to $20,000 in Walmart stock grants every year. This on top of recent pay hikes announced for store managers to an average $128,000 a year. It's been available in select U.S. Starbucks stores for about a year, but tomorrow the coffee chain will have its olive oil-infused drinks available across the country. The beverage line, Oleato, includes a latte and an iced espresso drink. There's also the Oleato Golden Foam, a vanilla sweet cream infused with extra virgin olive oil that can be added to any Starbucks drink. That's Your Money Now.
texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ORDER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ORDER to 42424. That's ORDER to 42424.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Empower. Start taking control of your financial future at Empower.com. Sometimes you use the word aggressive in sports to justify a stupid decision. So let's not beat around the bush. Dan Campbell's decision to bypass a field goal attempt down three was stupid. It was fourth and three with a little under 8 minutes left. You just choked a big lead. You have to keep your team in the game and tie it back up. Campbell had a great year, but his decision-making in the NFC title game was brutal. I'm Zach Gelb.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at Empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you need to know.
As a mayor, the city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously, that, you know, you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation. But I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've still got some backups developing there, as we so often see. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, we've got some issues going on there. And same can be said about Softly Field Road. If you are, or rather, West Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, we've got some backups in that area as well. Outside of that, we did have a couple of incidents that were causing some backups. If you are in the Gulf Breeze area, starting to travel eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, we've got some backups there. If you just got over Pensacola Bay, so we've got some issues there now. But also, the other two is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that is looking heavily backed up still at the moment. And we've still got backups from a Navarre Parkway accident if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. If you're in that area, you're going to be backed up for a while as well.
This week's weather will be pretty calm and overall pretty nice with some sunshine and highs in the low 60s. Overnight tonight, we will end up seeing low temperatures falling down into the 30s, and there will be a light freeze for some of the inland areas. Again, over the upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. By the way, texter said that road work was Mobile Highway in Klondike. I don't know if you specified that or not, but just...
Yeah.
Adding context for that area.
Yeah, we talked about something near Mobile Highway, but I don't think I got Klondike. Okay.
All right. 4:39, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Today's top three stories, the Pentagon today identifying the three soldiers that were killed by a drone strike in Jordan as Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt. The Biden administration is calling on House Republicans to get on board with the bipartisan border deal that's expected to come out of the Senate, although House Speaker Mike Johnson says the deal is likely dead on arrival. And House Republicans are bringing forward articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, with the committee marking up the articles tomorrow. 4:39. We do have tickets to give away. I believe, Austin, these are Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes, they're at Pensacola Little Theater for The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. That is based off the novel by Mark Haddon, adapted by Simon Stevens. As you said, Pensacola Little Theater from February 2nd to February 11th. So, yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to give away. And I think we will. Let me see here. I think we may be giving away another pair tomorrow. Yeah, we will be giving away another pair tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Let you do the honors on. I was looking for a code word. Nothing really stuck out to me. What's the name of that performance again? What's the play called?
It's a mouthful. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Dog in the Nighttime?
Yes.
All right. First person to text in Dog in the Nighttime. Please don't do it while you're driving because that's a lengthy one. Could cause an accident.
Yeah.
Dog in the Nighttime. 850-437-1620. 4:40, Austin, what's going on in the sports world today?
Well, the big talk of the town is the Super Bowl 58 matchup is set, right? The Chiefs beat the Ravens in a low-scoring, I believe it was 17-10 battle, before the 49ers came back from down 24-7 to beat the Detroit Lions 34-31. So Chiefs and 49ers, rematch of a Super Bowl. We got a Super Bowl 54, I believe it was. So two consistently reliable franchises there meeting up to... battle for a Lombardi once again. And
I really, you know, texting buddies yesterday, I really didn't see a way yesterday that the Ravens would lose that game. I just thought that, you know, top to bottom, they were the stronger team. That's the last time that in a playoff setting I will ever go against Patrick Mahomes. I'm just forever until he retires.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Ravens, they've got an issue. They have a major issue when it comes to keeping their cool. Same thing happened back in, I think it was 2019, when Lamar won his first MVP. They were the one seed against the Titans, and things went off the rails for them very quickly, and they could just never recover. They were down by, what, 10 points? And they had a total of 6 non-Lamar rushing attempts, and 2 of those were a wide receiver.
Yeah,
they had 6 running back runs, which is not Raven football. They panicked way too early, and you know, you saw Lamar throwing his helmet, Zay Flowers getting right. The dumb personal foul call. You had Jadeveon Clowney with another one. So, yeah, team kind of unraveling there at the seams yesterday. But the Chiefs stayed steady, and what they've kind of done here during the playoffs hasn't always been pretty, but they definitely have the experience that sometimes I think can be underrated in the playoffs. And, you know, what can you say about the 49ers? I mean, if there's any team that would have unraveled being down 24-7, they did not. Brock Purdy made big plays, and feel bad for the Lions, though, because I feel like they had it. And, of course, a lot of people are critical of Dan Campbell
and
his decision-making last night.
It was a questionable call, for sure, but it's just a matter of – Greg Olsen said this on the call last night. It's because of him that you're even in this situation. So you can't criticize him when his play calling, just so happens to not work this time. And it wasn't all his fault. There were multiple times throughout that blown lead that Lions players were missing wide open catches. It's like it was a team effort to get that lead, and it was a team effort to blow it. We just need to be happy that the Lions made it that far.
Yeah. A couple other sports notes. The Russian figure skating team will be stripped of its gold medals from the 2022 Beijing Olympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sport disqualified skater Kamila Valieva from the Olympics for a doping violation. She has said that she ingested the banned substance accidentally. They always do. The U.S. team finished second in the event and will now be named champion. Aussie Open, the tennis first Grand Slam of the year. Jannik Sinner winning the men's title. Came back from two sets down to beat Daniil Medvedev. And on the women's side, world number one Arina Sabalenka winning her second consecutive Aussie Open. On the hardwood tonight, men's basketball, we have number 12 Duke taking on Virginia Tech, 6 o'clock on ESPN, number 4 Houston and Texas at 8 o'clock. That's a good doubleheader there. Women's basketball, LSU, which is currently 9th in the country, visiting Mississippi State, 6 o'clock on ESPN2. 4:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science notes.
All righty. Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is getting increasingly backed up. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some minor backups there as well. Navarre Parkway still giving us some issues. If you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we had a car accident reported there earlier, and we have since had another one a bit further west. If you're traveling on Gulf Breeze or in the Gulf Breeze area, just got over Pensacola Bay, we've got a car accident there that's causing some issues right when you get over the bridge there. And lastly, speaking of bridges, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound trying to get over the Blackwater River, trying to get over that bridge there and into downtown Milton, we've still got a lot of backups in that area.
All right, and meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
The weather overnight will be all clear with low temperatures down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will see a light freeze. We're going to see sunshine for the next couple of days with mainly highs in the low 60s. It's a pretty calm, dry week, but there is a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 4:45, health, business, and science notes today. The CDC is warning healthcare providers across the U.S. to be alert for measles cases. According to them, there have been 23 confirmed cases of measles from December 1st to January 23rd. The Federal Health Agency says there's a growing global threat as the uptick in cases in the U.S. reflects a rise in global infections.
And the social media site X, formerly Twitter, is looking to hire 100 content moderators for its new office in Austin, Texas. The main focus for the new hires will be to fight child abuse content. The company is opening up the Trust and Safety Center for Excellence and is hoping to fill the positions by the end of the year.
Income tax season has arrived. You can start filling out your 2023 tax returns today.
The agency says it's expecting over 128 million individual tax returns to be filed ahead of the April 15th deadline. This year, the IRS is rolling out several new tools it says will make filing taxes easier. Taxpayers who earn less than $79,000 can also take advantage of IRS Free File Tax software to file electronically at irs.gov. I'm Dina Kodiak.
I'm excited to file the taxes this year because for the first time I'm going to get that little baby dependent credit thing that everybody talks about. So should see a nice little bump in the tax return this year. I'm excited about that.
Good for you. American Airlines is catching Super Bowl fever. The airline is adding Super Bowl weekend flights from Kansas City to Las Vegas. And the two flights headed to Las Vegas on Saturday are AA1989, an obvious reference to Taylor Swift's birth year and album name. And the return flights to Kansas City are AA87, the jersey number of Travis Kelce. United also has a 2287 flight number.
I can see on your face as you were reading that how much disdain you have for American Airlines and how much disdain you have for me for including that in the script.
This is where America falls, Joe. I mean, we have already seen like talk about, ooh, looking at Taylor Swift's schedule, is there a chance?
Oh, just you could... wait, because that's coming up.
Yeah, they're like, is there a chance she could make the Super Bowl? And people
stop. Will dissect that in a moment here. A pilot and explorer says he found Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane. CEO of Deep Sea Vision, Tony Romeo, sold commercial real estate to fund his deep sea exploration of the Pacific Ocean last year. The former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer used sonar technology to inspect the ocean floor in the area Earhart is suspected to have crashed in 1937. His team reviewed the data in December and say they found a shocking discovery. A blurry, plane-like shape Romeo believes to be Earhart's. It was taken about halfway between Australia and Hawaii.
Wow.
I need more than that. I need more than a blurry, plane-like shape
that
he believes could be.
I mean, I know a lot of people are just kind of like, they've come to terms with the fact, she crashed. Like, that's what happened. But it's just a matter of there's a reason that it has taken this long for her to be found and her plane to be found and all that. Any confirmation to be discovered. So, I want a little bit more than a blurry photo as well.
Pop culture notes, both King Charles and Kate, Princess of Wales, are out of the hospital following surgeries. The king spent 3 nights following treatments for an enlarged prostate, and Kate had a planned abdominal surgery.
My goodness. Oh, and here's what you were talking about. Super Bowl weekend figures to be a long one for T-Swizzle. The internet has been busy doing the math to determine whether she'll be at the game, as she's performing in Tokyo the day before. The good or bad news, depending on who you are, is that she should make it no problem. Her last Tokyo concert will end at around 4 a.m. Vegas time on Saturday morning, and she'll be able to take the 13-hour flight after that and hopefully get plenty of sleep along the way.
Yes.
And people are just like, why? Like, because ESPN and SportsCenter, they were posting this, and it's like,
oh, they had the whole analysis. They had, former flight captains talking about this and all that, yes.
And it's just like, why are you doing that? I mean, my only gripe with the criticism surrounding Taylor Swift coverage is she's going to get talked about either way because she's a business decision. It's not a matter of, we only talk about the Chiefs because they're great. It's like, no, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift no matter what because we like that fan base.
Listen, here's where I am. Whether you love Taylor, whether you hate her, it's amazing to me that people are just overlooking the fact that this time last year, the entire conversation off the field was about Patrick Mahomes' idiot brother, Jackson Mahomes. We have not heard anything about him since then, since Taylor and Travis Kelce became a thing. Yeah, she's hanging out with Brittany Mahomes, but whatever. I mean, she's the wife of the quarterback. So, but all of the vitriol last year and all of the attention that those two specifically were bringing on themselves, that's all gone now. And it's just the cameras are going to find Taylor Swift in the suite. But that's it. That's all that's happening. She's there supporting her boyfriend, and she just happens to be the world's biggest music star. But I'm glad that all this attention is on somebody who's earned her fame.
That's fair.
And is not doing anything dumb or idiotic to merit this attention.
Yeah, now
so
whenever,
let's be glad about that.
Now, whenever we hear about Jackson Mahomes, it's because of his legal issues.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, okay, you married a quarterback. That's great. You're the brother of a quarterback. You had literally no role in that. No, I will give you that. She definitely has more merit to have the coverage that she does, for sure.
All right, 4:51, final break here in the 4 o'clock hour. Got some wacky stuff and good news when we return on Pensacola right now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 rather. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here, you're still going to see issues if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road. That's still pretty backed up at this moment. Also, we're seeing some issues if you're traveling on North Davis Highway northbound just past of Creighton Road, and a little bit southbound if you're traveling towards Olive Road there. Also a little bit at the intersection of what two roads are these? North Pace Boulevard and St. Mary Avenue going both ways there. So there may have been a traffic incident there. I'm not quite sure. Also, speaking of traffic incidents, if you are traveling in the Gulf Breeze area, you just got over Pensacola Bay. We've got an accident if you're trying to start heading eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's still causing some heavy backups at this time. Also, further west that way, if you're traveling further east. My goodness, how many times am I going to get those mixed up? If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we had an accident report in that area, and we still got congestion behind that. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, while the congestion has been improving, it is still very much present at this time.
The weather overnight will be all clear with low temperatures down in the 30s. Some of the inland areas will see a light freeze. We're going to see sunshine for the next couple of days with mainly highs in the low 60s. It's a pretty calm, dry week, but there is a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 61 degrees right now, 37 the overnight low tonight. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. I thought this is kind of go either way for me, whether wacky or a good news story, but a chain of Kentucky convenience stores are gaining popularity with visitors for featuring a red button in the bathroom that when you press it, it turns the bathroom into a disco dance party, complete with music and spinning mirror disco balls. Here is Mary Moss, and you'll hear from some of the customers first here talking about the phenomenon.
One push sets the balls in motion and starts a party in the potty.
They'll just burst into laughter, and then they come out and they run out and grab family and run back in the bathroom, and it just brings a lot of joy.
It's pretty wild, pretty fun time in there.
It's funny, I love it.
We had a 60-year-old lady that went in, and she came out, and she said that was the best day of her life.
And there are 6 locations in Northern Kentucky with that feature.
Very nice. A woman in New Jersey recently had her home vandalized with pepperoni. There were large chunks by her doorstep and strewn around the porch. More pieces were strategically placed down the stairs. And then there were 4 slices on the hood of her car and 4 more on the trunk. She has no idea who did it or why, so she reported it to the police. There wasn't any real damage, but she's worried about it happening again because someone was trespassing. And if they come with pepperoni again, the meat could damage the paint on her car.
Austin, I've thought of a great idea for your Valentine's gift this year. A South Jersey animal shelter is offering to name a feral cat after your ex and then neuter it. It's a novel idea that Homeward Bound Pet Adoption Center in Blackwood, Jersey, says is the perfect Valentine's Day gift for somebody who broke your heart. For just $50, you can pay to name a feral cat after your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
I got a name in mind, but I won't say it on air.
I know you do.
No, I'm not paying $50 for that. She ain't worth that, Joe. She ain't worth that. I'm focusing on myself. Some good news here. A 45-year-old gamer who goes by Bread online raised a bunch of money for a children's hospital in Rhode Island this month. He played games for 24 hours straight, streamed the whole thing online, and raised more than $100,000.
That's cool.
Good for Bread there.
City of Decatur, Georgia had been serving cheese sandwiches to students with unpaid lunch debt, but a major fast food chain just stepped in to help. Arby's donated $88,000 to cover that debt, and they donated $115,000 to cover the debt at 3 more Atlanta area schools, and they're donating a total of $1 million this month to pay off the school lunch debt at 762 schools all over the country.
And a homeless man in Fayetteville, North Carolina, rescued 5 puppies and took them to an animal shelter this month after their mom got hit by a car. Despite his limited resources, he'd been feeding the mom and had a feeling she had puppies somewhere. So he went looking for them and brought them in. The shelter has been trying to track him down because people online want to help him out. The puppies go up for adoption this Thursday.
Very cool. All right, that'll do it for hour number 1. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, January 29, 2024. Hard to believe 10 years ago today, the ice storm of 2014. We'll be back in 10 minutes. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.